In a world filled with spyware, ransomware, phish, and more, we need you to be the hero. In this podcast, Information Protection and Security is bringing new ways to fight back against the dangerous actors looking to do digital and physical harm. We'll give you everything you need to know on a different topic of risk every month. Coming to you from IPS with Love.
Welcome. It's the end of year holiday time, and we hate to be Debbie Downers, but you know who else loves good cheer and generosity? Criminals. And that's what we're going to talk about today and give you some tips to help you out. I'm Lisa Waddle.
And I'm John Nekrasov. And we're going to talk about a lot of different ways that security issues come up during the holidays. It's a lot of fun, but you'd be surprised to know just how many scams of all types, whether physical or cyber, proliferate during the holiday season. So we're going to talk about some common shopping scams, both online and in person. We're going to talk about some physical security tips, whether you're at the mall or at Walmart or anything else. But first, you need to hear Lisa's conversation with a physical security expert from HCA Healthcare, who shares tips on staying safe throughout the holidays, whether you're at home or at the store.
Great. Today, our guest is Adam Mariano, and he is a physical securities operator at HCA Healthcare. We're going to talk about protecting yourself and your family during the holidays. Welcome, Adam.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me back.
Well, now your background is in anti-terrorism mm-hmm. with the U.S. Navy, and you've also worked in executive protection at a private security firm. So that's probably pretty good training for how to survive in a Black Friday crowd. What kind of advice can you offer for when things get dicey?
So the best way to set yourself up for success is to dress for it. You know, I said this last summer, but sandals and flip-flops don't belong anywhere but the poolside, the beach, or your house. Not anywhere in public. It's just, like I said last time,
you can't run in them.
You can't run, you can't function. You can like be like my Nona and throw them at me.
But
maybe use them as a weapon,
for.
Yeah. But you want to dress right. So you want closed-toe shoes. Pants are always nice. Pockets are amazing mm-hmm. to have as well. And also know the place you're going. Black Friday, we were talking about that before the podcast. Mm-hmm. And, you know, everybody knows Black Friday is famous for having people get trampled. Violence.
Yes.
I mean, shoot, people were beating each other up a few years ago over chicken sandwiches. That's our society. So be prepared for that every time you go out somewhere. Be ready.
And I know you've talked a lot about situational awareness, mm-hmm. right? So watch the crowd. Be aware if you hear like a disturbance starting over here, don't go over there, right? That kind of thing.
So when I was deployed, we had a saying, complacency kills. And because mm-hmm. it does. We have our headphones. If everywhere you go, you'll see somebody walking, staring at their phone. Like even here, like you're like, hey, excuse me, sir. Like
right.
Like jellyfish just floating through society. But situational awareness. So you should know where you're going, know the kind of environment it's going to be, and be prepared for such an environment. Like I said, close those shoes. Know that, hey, this TV set I'm risking my life for some reason might get me trampled. So you need to be ready for being, you know, to get trampled. I guess you treat it almost like a riptide. You kind of, you go with the flow, like a boxer stance too, because you don't want to be asphyxiated. So you're protecting your lungs and you move with the flow. So you kind of push people away, you go and you work your way towards an out,
okay.
Which is also good to have ready to go too. Like know your exits.
Yeah.
And
you don't want to be right in the middle of the crowd, work your way to the end.
That's not good anyways.
Right.
Like no matter what the situation is. Like, so, you know what you're there for, know what you're going for, know mm-hmm. and get it and get out.
Mm-hmm.
Save all the stress for getting a nice meal afterwards. that's worth dying for, a good meal. I'll risk my life for that.
But that makes it worth going.
Yeah, that's worth it. But get what you're going, know what it is, and get off the X as soon as possible.
Well, I like what you talk about, knowing your environment, know where you're going. So a lot of, shopping in these big places involves huge parking lots or parking garages, mm-hmm. which offer their own challenges.
Yeah.
What kind of tips do you have for safety in garages?
Well, number one, back to situational awareness. As you know, people like to go super fast. You don't have much room for reaction in a parking garage, especially when most of them are circular, right?
Mm.
So you stay away from the corners. Stand tall, no phones, earbuds are a bad idea. I personally like to back into spots so I have an easy out.
Mm-hmm.
That's good for any situation, really. I mean, like I was saying to you before, I go a lot of hockey games
mm-hmm.
and backing up in a hockey game is impossible. Like, you're not getting out.
Oh,
and
right.
And it's the same thing for, you know,
people are walking.
Shopping malls. You just need to be able to get out as quick as possible. Okay. Plus, when you're walking your vehicle in a parking garage, if you back in, you're still a few feet closer to your door to get in.
Oh, right. Right.
So once you've backed your vehicle in and you're coming back, don't ever hit your unlock on your fob until you're close to your car. You don't want to signal where you're going to somebody that knows you have valuables.
Oh, right. That's a great tip.
That's something I tell my wife all the time, and I doubt she does it. She likes to live dangerously, I guess.
Okay, so yeah, you make it out of the parking garage or the parking lot, and you're in the mall or shopping center. What's some advice there to keep yourself safe?
Well, this is going to be repetitive, but it's going to go back to being ready for the situation you're in, being aware of everything around you. Like almost all Targets are built the same. Almost all Walmarts are built the same. Even malls have a very similar layout. Mm-hmm. So before you get your shopping going, do a nice little exercise walk around the place. Find the exits. Find the stores you want. Plan properly, right? Like, I'm going to risk my life again for this TV, but I also need, you know, this is going to date me, but CDs, right? Like, you know, you pick and choose what you're going to carry.
Yeah, don't buy that.
And it doesn't hurt
first.
To make trips back to your vehicle too.
Yeah.
Where you can store and hide everything.
Right.
You know, you don't want to flaunt your wealth is the big deal too.
Well, yeah, right? I'm always very nervous at ATMs. I don't use the ATM in the mall, and I don't, you know, I just feel like because people will then be seeing me carrying all this cash.
I mean, beyond that, you can't even trust electronics anymore. Like, I don't even swipe my card at gas stations because it's too risky now.
Right.
Almost all crime is cyber now. Mm-hmm. So if you do plan on carrying cash, just get it from the bank first. Mm-hmm. Or go to your bank ATM, but don't flaunt your cash, right?
Yep.
Don't let people see what you've got because then they won't, you know, they won't
right.
know
you
what to take.
Right, you don't take out a big wad. Right. If you're, you know, for women with purses, you know, don't keep them behind you. Don't keep them in. I see so many of them often left in carts and people go over and do something.
Treat it like your baby, like a baby papoose. I keep my wallet in my front pocket. Mm-hmm. My wife, she has a real small one just for the necessities and she can like tuck it into her jacket. Mm-hmm. It's modern times. It's not the Donner Party. You don't need a giant bag, right? Unless you've got a baby, and that's a whole different set of circumstances. So.
If someone wants to steal that diaper,
and that all falls back, that all falls back into dressing for success. Like, what's the max that I need for a safe, efficient trip? Mm-hmm. Luckily for guys, it's easy: a wallet, cell phone, right? Mm-hmm. Like, it's about it. Pocket knife, maybe in the right place, but you know, women can follow the same ideal, smaller purse up front. What mm-hmm. do you actually need? Mm-hmm. You don't need to be doing, I'm guessing you don't need to like do a whole makeup thing in the middle of the mall, right?
Don't bring all this stuff.
Yeah. And the mall has it for free anyway. Just go to like a Macy's
or
something.
Samples. Yeah.
Get,
true.
Save yourself some money.
Okay. Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the other risky areas during the holidays. I know that home fires are at their highest in December and January.
Yeah.
I think you mentioned your dad was an electrician.
He's
right?
an electrical contractor at 30 something years.
So what are some tips to help avoid that happening to you?
Well, first of all, I worked for him for a little while, and there's three things about electricity everybody needs to know. You can't see it, you can barely hear it, and it can kill you. So mm-hmm. treat it like the monster it is. So never do anything outside your limits, really. Hire somebody. It's actually, electricians are one of the few trade skills that's actually pretty important to hire somebody for because it's such a dangerous medium to work with. Mm. It's not applied to my dad. He's out in California, so I'm not trying to get him work or anything. But, or, you know, my house, my wife is real into candles and incense. It's like a 16th century abbey in my house, actually, as we speak right now. And that's something I have to do is often I'll go like wallet, pocket knife, cell phone, jacket, closed toe shoes, whatever I'm leaving the house with. I'm like, oh, candles. I'll like have to go
blood.
To all 400 candles. And that's a real legit problem.
Don't leave candles burning.
Or if you're an incense burner, like my wife. Clean out the burnt sticks. I'm like 300 burnt sticks and just ash. I'm like, it's a kindling. What are
that's
you doing?
Yeah. Well, and people often have more lights, right? Christmas lights, decorating lights, and often there's lots of extension cords.
Absolutely.
How can you keep those from being a problem?
Well, work within your medium, like I said, what your skill set is. But don't be afraid to spend the extra $5 for the nicer power strip. Get them with the surge protector. If you're plugging things outside, make sure they're in a proper GFI. So that if there is a problem, it'll short out and it won't burn your house down. don't run them under carpets. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's pretty, you know, treat it like a dangerous thing that it is. Mm-hmm. It just looks innocuous. It's an actual threat.
Right, yeah.
Being shocked is not fun.
You're right. I can imagine. So, and deadly, as you said.
It's deadly, yeah. You can't see it and it can kill you. That's like the definition of scary.
Monster. Well, okay, so not to think that the holidays are such a risky time of year, but they are a time of increased home burglaries, mm-hmm. too, right? Either because people have these amazing TVs that they've just bought, or they're out of town.
Yeah.
So how can you keep yourself from being a victim?
It goes back to don't flaunt your wealth, right? If you went in, you fought, you earned that 40-inch Toshiba or whatever, break down the box and throw it away. Don't just leave it on your porch. Mm. I think a really good example actually is from Hollywood. It's from Home Alone, the Wet Bandits. Like all they did was sit in stock houses. They go, oh, the McAllisters are coming in and out. Like they learn what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Like outside of dressing for safety and being aware of your surroundings is be a hard target. People that are up to nefarious acts are lazy. Like they work hard for what they want, but they're generally lazy. They're not going after somebody that's going to be a pain in the butt to get. They're going to be like the guy looking down on the phone, the person walking to their car with their bad hands full of boxes. Uh-huh. That's pretty easy picking. There was a study, I'm not getting too deep, but there was a big study done, and they interviewed dozens of muggers, serial killers, and they asked them, like, why did you pick these people over the people? And it was basically they looked easy, they were looking down, they didn't walk tall, they don't want to fight. Mm-hmm. And so, if you know, don't put all your stuff out front so they know you have nice things, and then leave a light on. We're in the world of LED. It doesn't even cost any. It's like free almost.
Yeah.
Like leave a light on. Have a dog. Dogs, even a tiny dog, it will deter almost all home burglaries. Lock your windows.
Well, and we always say, you know, never post on social media that, hey, I'm spending Christmas in L.A. Until my house is empty.
Good luck having me do that. Like, I'm home, but I'm also by the beach in Los Angeles.
Right. Like, so wait till you're home to post these vacation
pics. Be a hard target. Be a hard target.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
That's the best way to go.
Well, great advice, Adam, and ways that we can make sure the holidays are fun and not scary or anything terrible happens.
Yeah. And the chance of something bad happening is real small. So enjoy your holidays. Have fun.
Yeah.
But the amount of fun you have is on you, right? Also, alcohol is a big deal in the holidays, too.
Oh, true. So. Yeah. So watch your intake.
Don't drink and drive.
Yeah.
It's holiday parties. Or you go to the mall. I'd rather drink than go to the mall. So I don't know what... Get an Uber, you know, like, but also what's an easier target than someone stumbling down
right.
hallway,
a drunk person,
stumbling dollars. It's dress for success. Don't flaunt your wealth. Be aware of your surroundings. It's kinda pretty easy. We live in such a safe, automated society that all that stuff is you take for granted. You don't realize was I just in danger?
People
don't know what that feels like anymore.
Yeah.
Follow your gut. Okay. We naturally know when bad things are happening.
Yeah.
We just can't ignore them.
Okay, I love that. Be aware. Well, thanks so much, Adam. Oh, well. We appreciate your advice.
Thanks for having me back in.
Hope people have a happy holidays. Yeah.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, those were some great tips from Adam. You know, I think I'm definitely very much, in general, an online shopper, but it's really helpful to know what I should be watching for if I do end up shopping in person throughout the holidays, because especially at times like Black Friday, it can just be so chaotic.
But sometimes you have to be there in person. Yeah. Those pants aren't going to try themselves on. Yeah. I do a lot of online shopping as well, but I love deals. And sometimes in person is where you get the deals. You know, and that's why we're going to talk today about Facebook Marketplace, which I've always been a fan of garage sales, tag sales, because that's where often you can get the deals. And Facebook Marketplace is local. It's free and become very popular. Not just for everyone else, but for criminals as well, right?
Right. I mean, when you think about online shopping, obviously Amazon took off, and that's kind of the retail side of things that, you know, is just an integral part of our lives now. And plenty of online retailers try to like compete with Amazon in that way. And we do a lot of shopping that way. But you're right that like it is harder to get the really cheap deals that you would get if you just drive around to a garage sale. And that's why sites like Craigslist and eBay took off. And Facebook Marketplace is really kind of surpassed those other online shopping websites that are more person to person because it is more locally based and there's just such a broad user base. According to Wired, there's roughly 1 billion users of Facebook Marketplace around the world, which is like, you know, that's 1/8 people.
Right.
Which means that just there's so much commerce going on all the time. And that means that you can find a lot of great deals. Like I've bought a ton of my furniture in my apartment on Facebook Marketplace and it worked great for me. But when you have anything that broad, just like anything we talk about cybersecurity wise, that means that there are scams literally everywhere.
Right. I mean, that was kind of the fate of Craigslist, which is still around. But yeah, it got kind of scammy. Fake postings, mm-hmm. fake people, fake buying, right? And same with Facebook Marketplace. It's unfortunately, you know, I have not bought anything off of it. I often browse it, but I have tried to sell things on it. And it was just too much of a hassle because there were fake people, bots trying to buy things or trying to engage me in talking. And it just ended up taking up a lot of my time. I couldn't sell what I wanted to sell, some used items over the marketplace.
Right. Obviously, it exists and it's so big because people do find success, mm-hmm. right? But honestly, I've never sold anything successfully on Facebook Marketplace, which, you know, maybe just says something about our skill as Facebook Marketplace users. I don't know. But I definitely have successfully bought things. But, I mean, if you go on there, you're right. Like, anyone who's tried to use it has encountered just scam after scam after scam. Mm-hmm. Some of them are fake accounts, and some of them are just genuinely real people who I think are just trying to make a quick buck off of you
right.
In your own community, right? And so either way, mm-hmm. like when you're using Craigslist back in the day, you know, you needed to be aware of the potential that you were being scammed by someone or even like that they might put your safety at risk. And that's just as true with Facebook Marketplace now, but there's also now an ecosystem of criminals that are trying to use Facebook Marketplace in a way that was not the case before.
But, you know, that's a good point. And I'm glad you mentioned like Amazon. We're also used to shopping on Amazon. It can be easy to think, well, Facebook Marketplace is just as convenient. But yeah, you should never agree to meet people at their home or have them come to your home. I mean, obviously, if it's something like a sofa or something, they will need to come and pick it up. But you need to take precautions, right? There can mm-hmm. be red flags if someone you know, wants to meet you in a secluded place to make the trade, or maybe they try to take the commerce offline. You know, that's always a red flag because then you're not going to have any of the protections under the marketplace if they try to text you or ask you for your phone number, trying to connect in a way outside of Facebook Marketplace.
Right. And it's easy for, I think, kind of the infrastructure of Facebook to like lull you into a false sense of security mm-hmm. because when you click on someone's account, it's not just like a random eBay username. Instead, you have someone's face and a profile attached to it mm-hmm. and a name. And you say, oh, this person maybe lives in my community and they seem like they have a nice face and a nice family and profile picture. And so that means that I probably am more able to trust them. Mm-hmm. And that may not be the case because criminals literally will buy up batches of Facebook accounts that, you know, are breached. You know, mm-hmm. if someone breaches your Facebook account and gain access to it and get your password and you don't get it back, then they can then buy it from another criminal, then use that account to buy and sell things or create scams on something like Facebook Marketplace.
It's terrible. Right. Yeah.
So you need to be really aware that like just because someone appears to be a normal person,
yeah.
when money's involved, it may still be a security risk.
Definitely. I mean, and some of the scams have been they'll send you what looks like a receipt right from the payment method, whether it's Venmo or PayPal, a screenshot, and you think, oh, okay, they've already paid me. They overpay maybe. You know, you say, this is for $200. They say, oh, look, I sent you $500 by accident. Can you send me back $300? When in fact that receipt is fake, you end up paying them. They've never paid you. I mean, it's a lot of what we always talk about, verify, right? Mm-hmm. Go directly to the payment source, see if they've paid you. Try to verify the person, right? Red flags also include, I know with a lot of these scams, they're criminals, they want to get it done, so they don't negotiate. Negotiating is part of the fun, right? That's what we want to do at garage sales, and that's what you want to do in Facebook Marketplace. So if you put a posting up and you get responses, they're like, I'll pay you full price, or hold the item for me, right? There's no holding on Facebook Marketplace.
Right, right. So I think that brings us to probably our last point, which is just that, like you said, you need to verify and you need to slow things down. Mm-hmm. And that means really that you need to not pay someone or offer to pay until the transaction is complete. If you're buying an item, you know, don't pay them on Venmo before you actually are there and get mm-hmm. the item. Whether you pay in Venmo or cash, you know, if you click, like, I approve this purchase on Venmo or Cash mm-hmm. App, and then it ends up being fraudulent, in most cases, you can't get that money back because your money actually isn't protected because you chose to actually send them that money.
Yeah.
And the bank can't get it back.
So it's a lot like cash. It's right. Like if you had paid with cash. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, there's no protection. There's no credit card protection there. So be aware of that and be wary. I think just being aware that criminals are out there and you can protect yourself. You have the power.
Right. So you can find some great deals, but just be safe this holiday season.
Great. Thanks. Thank you.